This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly, truly being part of the conversation. And I always appreciate the time you spend with us. I appreciate the time that you're involved and engaged in the show, helping out where you can. You know, head up to the website, realside.com. Send me your email address. Just put it right there. You'll see it right up at the top right-hand side. Send your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones a link to the show. I'm sure they'll be all excited to know that they can get a conservative show that'll just get right up underneath their skin. That's always exciting. Anyway, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. David Beagle's going to join me after the break. Hasn't been on for a while. He's an author of a book called Devil at Our Doorstep. And it's about his fight with the SEIU. His fight, I used to call him my SEIU slayer. I just didn't want to give him any trouble. But David fought the SEIU on behalf of his employees. Now think about that. He fought them because when the SEIU came in and talked to David about bringing the union into his shop, he said, sure, no problem. Let them vote on it. Yes, yeah, you said, no, we don't want them to vote on it. We want you to sign the old-fashioned card check. No reason for anything. We just bring it on in. He said, no, it's up to the employees. If they want it, they can have it. If they don't, they don't have to have it. And then the SEIU went on the rampage with him. And they went after his vendors. They went after his clients. They even harassed some of his employees. How does that work? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So now it's about time. You know, you keep hearing stories about fake news and fake this and fake that, and everybody's going, no way, no how. But you know what? I'm glad in a way that the Covington Catholic controversy, you know, the Sandman family, they're suing CNN for $275 million. Now, some have said, well, you can't let this happen because it's going to stifle free speech, freedom of the press, bullpuckies. And this is exactly what Trump is talking about. It's one thing to have a freedom of the press when you uncover something that's true, that you can prove, that's factual, like the Watergate affair, for instance. Print it. Do it. Run to all over the place with it. But lately, that's not the case. 60-70% of what these papers are putting down, or these news outlets have been putting out, they haven't been checked, double or triple verified. I think, was it Dan Rather was the first one caught doing the fake news with George W. Bush? Didn't verify the facts, didn't verify the documents, but was going to do everything he could to make sure that George W. didn't become president. How'd that work out for you? What's funny was they still call that election stolen because the Supreme Court actually ruled on how they were, you know, going to count or not count any more ballots. But nothing on how they were willing to do anything to steal that election, even put up phony documents. Not a word. The lawsuit filed in the U.S. District Court the other day for the Eastern District of Kentucky claims that CNN elevated false, heinous accusations of racist conduct against Sandman and failed to adhere to a well-established journalistic standard of ethics. Now, maybe that's what we need. Maybe we need a set of rules and or guidelines that they all have to adhere to before they can report on something. Now, see, we're commentators. I can tell you I can tell you how much I believe in the flat earth, and I've got proof. I can tell you how, I don't know, some kind of pulse and death rays took down the Twin Towers. You know, I can tell you about the aliens living among us, and I have proof. I'm a commentator, not a journalist. I'm not a newsman. I'll give you what I got. You decide. You decide whether I'm a lunatic or not. That's up to you. But these guys, they want you to believe everything they say is gospel truth, even when they know it's wrong. Sandman and his family previously announced that they were filing a lawsuit against the Washington Post for $250 million and punitive damages after the paper's coverage of an encounter that went viral on social media was false. And, you know, they should have put at least half the effort into pulling the story back and letting people know that the story was false, but they didn't do that. Co-counsel for Sandman, Todd McMurdy, in an exclusive appearance on Fox News, said that his client's character has now been determined by the lies issued by CNN. He'll never be able to get out from underneath these. 10 years, 15 years down the road, as often happens, nobody will remember who came to his defense, who rushed to his defense. No, they're going to remember he was the kid that challenged the Native American. Remember that? Now, I don't know if you can prove that the papers acted with malicious intent. But I think he can prove they acted in negligence. They didn't do anything to check it out. They didn't make sure that the facts were true. And when they found out what the truth was, they did nothing to go retract it. Now, the Washington Post did, I don't know what they do, put it on page 16, bottom left-hand corner, two-point pica print. Sandman is a junior at the Covington Catholic High School in Kentucky. After the video went viral, CNN and others called it for something it wasn't. That kid went through a lot. They should have to pay for it. Sorry, it's just the way I feel about it. And they were there, and listen, they were there attending an anti-abortion, right? They were marching for life in Washington, D.C. You know, and the problem is that some of them had those nasty, nasty red hats on. No, not the pussy hats. The Make America Great hats. Don't go far. Warm up your coffee or chicken soup, as it is in my case. All right, head on back, sit down. We got a lot coming up in the next hour. The next segment. David Bigo joins me.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
That's my favorite. Joe Mateen, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please be involved in the conversation. Be involved, get engaged. You know, really learn how to listen. Learn how to engage. David Bigo, one of my favorites. Now, look, you know we're not union haters here. There's some businesses that still warrant a union, because they're just nasty people. But I'll let David tell you the story. Okay, we're back at it again. You know, I've been telling you guys for a long time that just because our president's in there fighting for us, and just because we got the guy elected we wanted to get elected, doesn't mean we've got to win. It doesn't mean that he's got an easy road to hoe, as they used to say. I mean, the bottom line with it is he's still fighting. He's still having issues in there. We just got rid of, in November, in my personal opinion, we got rid of a bunch of rhinos. And hopefully you guys will get off your butts and you'll fight, and we'll get some people in there that can actually support him. Now, I love having this guy on with me. David Bigo joins me, as he does from time to time here. He's written several books, but one of them, Devil at Our Doorstep, and also he's you know, Dave, I'll let you explain what your business is, the executive, because it doesn't, executive management services, it sounds like a big, you know, like you can take over my company, all three of us.
Well, we are a big company, and we're in 43 states, but we are a cleaning company, and we also do other things. We do maintenance and buildings and stuff like that, facility stuff. But we are a very high-ranked company in the country. They have a program called SIMS, and you get recertified every 2 years. In fact, they'll be coming around to see us again here in a month, the end of this month. But they go through everything we do, and talk to all of our people here in the corporate office and our accounting practices and our human resources practices and our operations, and they want to see customers and employees and that. And I think we started this back around 2012 and certified again this year. And only 1% or less of the cleaning companies in the country are certified under this.
Wow.
So that tells you right there. And we are certified with honors. So we're less than 0.25% of the companies are certified under this. So, you know, we approach things very differently than other people and other companies do. We don't go out and just sell price just to get the business and that. We go out and sell it to do the job right, and we're very detailed in how we analyze and put things together for our customers, prospective customers.
Now, for people who don't know, give the, as we say, the Reader's Digest version of your story, Devil at Our Doorstep.
Well, back in late Service Employees Union, which is big in your state in California, and, you know, the majority of their membership over the years has been healthcare, but, you know, they're trying to grow, and back then they decided to go after all the major cleaning companies, of course, us being one of them, and they wanted me to sign what's called a neutrality agreement. And if I signed that agreement, it would take our employees' rights away to a secret ballot election, decide if they want to be in the union or not, and go to card check. And card check is,
there's that swear word again. I said, there's that swear word again, card check. Card check, yeah right.
Yeah.
And we know them as SEIU, but go ahead.
Yeah, and but anyway, you know, they get 50% plus one of your employees to sign a union card, and automatically union. And to facilitate that, we'd have to give a list of all of our employees and their contact information and home addresses so they could go to their homes and intimidate and threaten them until they sign the cards. And I told them, look, I'm not anti-union. Before I got into the cleaning business, I was in agribusiness for almost 9 years. I turned around plants around the country that were failing, and they were all union facilities. And I did it by getting people to work together as a team. If you want to have a regular election, a legal election, I'll live with it. And I said, no, you're going to sign it. Every other major cleaning company has. And I said, I'll never sign it. It's un-American. And they said, we're going to attack you. And I said, politicians against us, clergy people against us, little kids in our neighborhood on Halloween, OSHA complaints, unfair labor practices.
Wow. My God.
And these across the Midwest intimidated our customers, tried to intimidate me and my family and everybody. In a 2.5-year battle, we beat them. And 3 days later, it was appealed to Washington, not by the SIU, but by Andy Stern, the president, by the federal government. And we think because Andy Stern, the president of the SIU, was buddies with President Obama. And at that time, he was in office. And so the federal government appealed to Washington. It took us another 14 months. And we won Washington in front of the National Labor Relations Board 3-0. And during that time, my first book came out, The Devil at My Doorstep, and enough people around the country read it. They sent me their stories of being abused by the union bosses and their political allies, and I learned a lot of other things, like President Obama was a member of the SEIU and organized for them before he ran for president, and Glenn Beck got kicked out after SEIU and after Fox's advertisers, and they, so the SEIU, you know, they went after Fox's advertisers. They called Fox and said, fire Beck and we'll leave your advertisers alone. And so they fired him. You know, that's what's happening across the country in America today. So anyway, I learned all these things. And after we won in Washington, I rewrote the first book, My Doorstep, into the second book, The Devil at Our Doorstep, with all these other stories, our final victories. One of the clergy people who attacked me read my first book and met me for lunch and apologized. He says, Dave, even though I was pro-union, everything you say in your first book is true. I was wrong. The union's wrong. I hope you'll forgive me. And he wrote me a letter of recommendation, which is in the second book. And,
wow.
So, you know, the second book is out there. You know, and I'm not trying to be too big-minded here, national bestseller, because it exposes so many things going on in America today. But because the unions and the far left control things going on in the media, and that the media will not talk to me and they will not promote my book at all.
Well, of course, listen, here's the problem. The problem is you've given first-hand information of what's taking place. You've been involved in this. You know, intimately involved in this, and again, as you said earlier, that's the other thing. You're not anti-union. You were willing to allow your employees to, you know, be in the union, but only if they actually voted on it. These guys were acting like thugs. I grew up around thugs. I know how thugs act. Listen, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the NRLB. Many people don't even know what it is and what it does and how much power it actually has. So we'll hit that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, I'm your host. David Beagle joins me. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Yeah, a little bit. Look, David, if you head over to the website, Devil at Our Doorsteps, not Devil at Mine, but Devil at Our Doorsteps, you're going to see some of the information he has here. Sign up to get his weekly, what do I call it, email blast, newsletter, whatever you want to call it. He's got a lot of good information in there. He'll let you know what's going on across the country. Again, not, I know some of you are going to pass out. Not all unions are bad. We have some bad players as business owners who need a little poke and a prod. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes more with David Beagle after the break.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
50 people, including Hollywood stars Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, are charged with paying a total of some $25 million in bribes to get their children into elite universities. Andrew Lelling is a U.S. attorney for Massachusetts.
The parents charged today, despite already being able to give their children every legitimate advantage in the college admissions game, instead chose to corrupt and illegally manipulate the system for their benefit.
The man who organized the plot, William Singer, pleaded guilty to racketeering, conspiracy, and obstruction of justice. The British Parliament has rejected the latest Brexit deal made by Prime Minister Theresa May and European Union leaders. May says Parliament will vote on Wednesday on declining to leave the EU without a deal on March 29th. If that's approved, a vote will be held on Thursday to ask for an extension. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that
we are back.
Love is falling under attack.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Let me get back to him. David Beagle joins me, and he's just a great guy, an honest guy, and he's got a great story to tell. All right, we're back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. David Beagle joins me. He's president and CEO of Executive Management Services, also the author of Devil at Our Doorstep. And I always say, it was his fight with the SEIU, not just to fight a union, but to make sure that his employees really had a say in whether they joined the union or not. He spent his own money. He fought it all the way through to make sure that, again, his employees, their rights were being protected. David, thanks for being with me.
Well, thank you, and thanks for having me on and exposing this what's going on in America.
Oh, this stuff, it intrigues me. As you know, I'm a trustee on a school board. We have many dealings with the unions, and good, bad, and indifferent. There's some good things going on there as well. David, we talk about the NRLB. I was having fun with that during the break, too. NRLB. And a lot of people don't even know what it stands for, the National Labor Relations Board, but they don't know what that means or what it is. Explain to people what that's all about.
Well, the NLRB, the National Labor Relations Board, submitted both by employees or unions or businesses and that, and they make decisions on, the authenticity, whether they're good or not, and whether they should be protected and or thrown out or whatever it may be. And they've been doing that back since 1935. And they've gone up and down in how they represent things. Like during the Obama administration, they were very pro-union because Obama made sure that several pro-union people were put on the board. So they were ruling in favor of unions and changing different programs and things like that. And now that Trump's back in, he's having some of that stuff thrown out, and they're trying to get it back where it's an equal slate. You go in and you look at each case separately and say, okay, we understand what's going on here, and they vote in favor of who's right in the case.
They're supposed to vote in favor of who's right on the case. Now, before, under Obama, you had more of a left-leaning group of people. Now, Would you say they're more center or more right-leaning?
They're more right-leaning. The president has put a couple new people in there, and the guy that was heading it, I'm trying to think of his name right now, I can't remember it, but it looks like he's stepping down. So the Republicans may have a very, very strong plurality in there before this is over with.
Now, do they change with every president, or does he get to wipe the slate and put his own people back in or not?
They only do it. They only change is if people resign or retire or whatever it may be, and then they bring somebody else in new to replace them.
Okay. So recently, you know, and again, I had read about this. I hadn't given it a lot of thought. Then I saw your newsletter that people need to go sign up for. I saw your newsletter and I thought about this. I said, you know what? I was always under the impression that an employer has total control of what its employees do and don't do in the workplace. And there was a recent issue at In-N-Out Burger, which is a large burger joint on the West Coast. I'm not so sure they have them throughout the country, but I don't know. Let me see. They have a dress code, but somebody was wearing a button or a sticker about the $15 an hour minimum wage, right? Or am I totally screwed that up?
Right.
Okay.
No, you're right.
And now the NLRB ruled against In-N-Out, did they not?
Yes. What they did is they had ruled against it many years ago, and the current NLRB board has upheld that. And this all goes back, and they're still getting a lot of pressure on this because the fight for 15 was started by the SEIU, the union I beat. And they're still putting a lot of pressure on Washington and, of course, California. They're big, putting a lot of pressure out there. And you know, this is where this all started out there. And, you know, they want to be able to expose themselves to the public and employees and have these stickers on and stuff like that. And I understand In-N-Out. I mean, you're a retail place where people come in to get their food and stuff like that. And you want your people to look professional and dress professional and, that's it. But, you know, the SEIU and the unions and the Democrats see this totally differently. And that's why they put pressure on the NLRB to keep this thing in place for now. But I suspect as time goes along, we may see a change and get more detailed. And it gets back to, you know, you have to wear and the things that are important to your job and your business and what you're doing at the time. If you want to wear them other times, like if you go out and you're walking down the street or you're in a rally or something like that, that's a different thing.
Yeah, you know, I would like, again, we've been talking about this a lot lately, freedom of speech in the office, you know, what you're allowed to do in your office, what you can hang in your cubicle, what, you know, all this stuff. How does this relate to that? I mean, I got to thinking about this, thinking, well, if you're allowed to wear the buttons, what else are you allowed to do in your cubicle, in your place of work?
Well, and that's what they're trying to do, Joe. They're trying to infiltrate businesses and that, and you know, by doing things like this, and they get in there with that, then they come in with other things. And I mean, you know, the SEIU used stuff like that against us, and they did it at our customers' businesses, and they went in and, you know, had employees wear things and gave them flyers that were kind of passed around and stuff like that. This is all a way for them to get in and try and recruit people to join the union or get them forced unionized.
Yeah, I look at the, and I'm with you. I'm not in it like you are at the labor level, and I'm looking at this. I've had businesses of my own in the past, and you're looking at it and you're saying, wow, there's a bigger picture. There's a bigger, you know, issue going on here. And, you know, you have the Janus ruling here in California. Well, that actually would take place nationwide, right?
Yes, it has, yes.
Okay. And again, why don't you explain to the listeners what that ruling actually was, you know, how it affects not just teachers but employee union workers.
Well, you know, all government unions and is what it was really after. And but, you know, the decision has kind of slid down into the private sector unions too. And basically what it said is that, you know, people don't have to belong to the union if they don't want to, and they can opt out, and they don't have to pay discretionary dues and or any dues at all. because, you know, the fellow out there in California that brought this up, you know, he didn't want to be in the union. He didn't want to pay the, they have another name for it besides discretionary dues, but, he didn't want to pay those, and, he took them to court and he won. And, you know, Janice did, and he went after the, teachers union out there, and, he won. And, so this now pertains all over the country because it was heard by the Supreme Court. And, but here's what's going on behind the scenes. The unions are going back and saying, well, you know, we have our union contracts in place, and, based on those, you still have to pay the dues unless the contracts, term out or they're canceled or something like that, and you still have to pay the discretionary dues. And by the way, you can't drop out any time. And in most places and most contracts, there's only 10 days in a year that they can actually submit request to have the dues dropped. And they're doing that, and the unions, you know, they're desperate people because this could. And it already has hurt their income levels. And, so they're doing that. And behind the scenes, and I've talked to some union people here in the Midwest that have, they've been upset because they've looked at dropping out, but they've been intimidated behind the scenes. You know, the union boss has come to them and said, you better not drop out or we're going to come after you. You know, they're threatening them. And, that's a sad thing. And then on top of that, the unions, they had a little bit better year last year in their election process, but they continue basically to drop membership. The percentage is going down. You know, about 11% of the total workforce, including government workers in this country, are union, and only about 6.1 or 2% in the private sector. And so they continue. And, you know, this compares back to back in their heyday, you know, 30, 40 years ago when they had 35, 40% of the workforce.
Well, we got to go for a break. When we come back, you know, that's the mantra of the union. I hear it all the time. Union workers are better off. Non-union jobs are dangerous. This isn't 1955. You know, they have plenty of protection these days. We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. David Bigo is going nowhere and will be with me after the break. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. And we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, there you go. Go ahead, Daniel. Yeah.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, let's get right to it. David Beagle joins me. He's the author of Devil at Our Doorstep, How He Fought and Beat the SEIU. But remember, it wasn't because he hated unions. It's because he truly wanted his people to vote on it. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Helps if you hit the right button. We're back. We're talking to David Beagle. He's the president and CEO of Executive Management Services, also the author of Devil at Our Doorstep, How He Fought and Won the SEIU. And I like to say, you know, it's not that he fought them because he hated the union. He fought them because they were trying to force something on him. And, not, you know, these are the same people that call us fascists, and they're turning around and trying to force things on us. And he just wanted his people honestly and openly be able to vote on whether they wanted to join the union or not. David, thanks for being with me.
Well, thank you. And I just wanted to get back to the NLRB real quick. The guy I was trying to remember, his name is Mark Pierce. He's the former chairman of the National Labor Relations Board. And his term is just coming up now, and he says he will not seek another term on the board. And he did have a renomination by the Trump administration that expired last August. but he's getting out of it. And right now the board's a 3-1 Republican majority. This could go 4-0 in front of the Republicans.
Wow. And that would, I mean, God forbid, but if Trump were to lose the presidency to some other wactoid, they would stay in that position. I think you and I were talking about that, unless
right.
they resigned, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and, you know, this has been totally different because the Obama NLRB was famous for ignoring context and the prosecution of alleged violation of board rules. You know, they just, whatever they wanted it to go, that's what they did.
Right.
It's their interpretation.
Let's get to this is the mantra that I always love. Union workers are better off. Non-union jobs are dangerous. This is like right out of the 1950s or 55, right? Where you know, in some cases, yeah, I mean, we had bad players. We had bad employers. And they did take advantage of the workers or what have you. But that's not the case as much anymore. That is down to very a small number of large employers across the country. Or am I wrong on this?
No, you're right. And this, you know, it actually goes back to probably the late 30s, early 40s and all that. And the unions did some good things, you know, because, you know, you had employers using little kids doing jobs that they shouldn't be doing and
right.
in areas that weren't very safe and stuff like that. And so, I mean, they came along and they did some good things. But as I mentioned in my book, you know, in the last 10, 15 years or so, they've lost their way. And they continue to go this way. And, you know, and the other side of it is most employers are doing good things and trying to treat their people well and stuff like that, and their places are safe places, and there's more laws in place by the government now that protect people anyway. But having said that, there are still some employers out there that need to be unionized because they're not very good people. They don't do the right things. And instead of the unions going out and taking care of the people that really need help, and to make sure that they're safe and taken care of, and that, you know, the majority of their efforts are out there today are to force unionize people so they can up their membership and up their income levels.
Yeah, I look at this stuff and I think they tried years ago. They tried to unionize or thought about unionizing field technicians for the IT industry. And if you think about that, you think about, you know, what they get paid to begin with, you know, the kind of work it is and what have you. I always felt like that they would pretty much decimate that industry. There are some industries that just need to keep their hands off of. And some of those guys get paid well. They do well. I find it amazing that they feel like they've got to get involved. And I think that was a desperate move to get more members, to get more membership dues, if you would.
Yeah. Well, that's what it's all about. It's more members, more membership dues to increase the money for their own pocketbook and for their political agenda, which is the Democratic Party. Because, as I mentioned in one of my blogs back when I was still writing them, one of the gals that read my first book, she worked out in California. She just retired here, I think, less than a year ago. But anyway, she had sent me information that 40% of union dues go to politics and 95% of that goes to the Democratic Party. So that tells you everything you need to know right there.
Well, what was it? They just recently they did a poll up in Sacramento, and the Sacramento workers up there and the government workers, it was over 95% of donations made were made by were Democrats up there. And
yeah.
So I thought that was, and to the Democrat Party. Anyway, I thought it was real interesting. Oh, of course not. Yeah. You really thought it was going to be 50-50? You know, what's wrong with you people kind of thing? So.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why you see in the politics today with the Democratic Party, you know, they're fighting for things that the unions want, like the open borders. They want the open borders because the unions want these people to come across so they can help these people get to the polls and vote without being, you know, legal citizens. And on top of that, they hope to get these people in jobs where they can unionize them and collect dues. This is all about votes and money, and people need to understand that when you look at these type of things.
Oh, no, listen. No question about it. And I always say to people, you really have to look at this. They are losing the black vote. They're losing the Hispanic vote. People are, you know, getting more money. Things are better for people overall. And now, what else have they got left? Well, the illegal aliens. And I got to tell you, think about what they just tried to pass, the resolution they just tried to pass, or actually the law, not the resolution, a little while back here, where they were shoring up. Now, you know, people say, oh, they're giving everybody the illegals the right to vote. No, this is how we get in trouble, all right? We don't tell the truth. And what they were doing was the Congress was trying to shore up, you know, cities and towns now that give illegals the right to vote in local elections, because it's against federal law for them to vote, you know, in federal elections. But that's an act of desperation, is it not?
Well, it is, and you know, you have to look at, take a step back. And, you know, when they're both the unions and the Democratic Party are talking about social things, you know, like, we'll give you free health care, free education, and you know, we want to add minimum wage and all that kind of stuff. Basically, if you stop back and think about it, these are a lot of the same things that they were out spewing to my employees when they were attacking us, you know, is that they really, at the end of the day, they don't really care what the people get and how it helps them or how it doesn't help them. This is just all political language. And at the end of the day, all they really care about is getting enough of these people on their side so they can vote for them. They can take over our government and turn it into a socialist, a communist, totalitarian government. And that's what this is all about.
So we've only got a couple of minutes left, and I want to get your thoughts on this. President Trump, did he understand? You think now he's gone, oh, my God, I can't believe how deep, how wide, how bad this swamp actually is?
Oh, I think he does, and, you know, but some of the things he's done, and I have to tell you and your audience that I know he's read my book. When he was running for president, he was here in Indianapolis. I gave him a copy, and some of the things that he's doing, both on immigration, you know, he's going for his wall, but he's also putting the military on it, which is one of the things that I focused on in one of my blogs, and, you know, he's trying to create jobs for people and doing those things. And it's kind of like NAFTA and, you know, the trade around the world. You know, he's stood up and told these other countries, you got to pay your fair share of this stuff, and for NATO, for our military and stuff. I wrote blogs about all that stuff. And I'm not saying, I'm not patting myself on the back, but I do think that I helped get the message out.
Oh, listen, I'm sure. I know a couple of you guys that are close enough to him to be able to get. I met Mike Lindell. I don't know if you know his story. I don't even know if you know the pillow guy. You want to talk about a real American dream, the real American story. You know, here's a guy that came from a 20-year coke habit. He called himself a functioning coke addict. But he was able to pull himself up, you know. He's with the help of God, he pulled himself up, and he made it, and he's doing well, and he's clean, and obviously he's doing well, and he gives a lot back to the community. There's a lot, you know, and he's been able to influence Trump a little bit, especially when it comes to even the recent the act that he took for the prisoners. You know, I mean, people that are in prison and helping them clean up. But so to me, it's like a lot of you guys, a lot of you good guys, have been able to reach him, and he's willing to reach out. He's willing to allow you guys to have some input with him, which I don't think you would have seen that with many other presidents, would you?
No, and of course it's helpful to us here in Indiana too, because Mike Pence is the VP, and I know Mike Pence, and I know his brother and other people, so it helps. And you know, they really want people to move up and move forward, and you don't move people up and forward and give them opportunity to be better and do greater things and have a better life by giving them stuff. You do it by, you know, encouraging them
and
putting things out there to get them to work hard and persevere and do the right things and that kind of stuff. And that way people can move up, and, you know, they're going to be at different levels than that, but they're going to continue to move up. Where the other side, they want people all be at one level, and they don't care what kind of housing you're living in or whether you have enough food or anything like that. They still just want to give you stuff to make you think they're helping you. And at the end of the day, you know, and what we've found in our business and all of our businesses is if we want people to be good people and to prosper, then we have to encourage them and give them the opportunities to.
If you want to hear the rest of this, you can catch it a little bit. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. For some of you, we'll be back in just a little bit.